Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Focus on Albany. I'm Cynthia Pooler, and my guest today is my friend Alan Collins, and he's here to talk about the Trump administration and the student loan debt crisis. So, Alan, what is going on?
Well, I have to say, Cynthia, at this point, we've been in essentially a state of distraction for the past 4 to 5 to 6 months. In fact, since President Trump was sworn in, You know, and the media has been pretty bad on the student loan issue historically, but it's been even worse, particularly the mainstream media over the past 6 months. There seems to be this never ending stream of stories about, you know, James Comey and Jeff Sessions in Russia and transgender equality. And every single day there's something that completely distracts certainly the mainstream media and even sort of peripheral media as well. And so despite some extraordinarily important news on the student loan issue, we found ourselves struggling to get any sort of ink on the issues. It's quite frustrating, actually.
So, because the media is focusing on, you know, all of the tweets and distractions, you guys aren't really doing too well.
Well, no, and people should understand that since President Trump took office, some extraordinarily important things have happened on the student loan issue, particularly under the new Department of Education lead, Betsy DeVos. It's a fairly long list. I'll try and get through it. Number one, the Trump administration has made defaulted loans far more profitable for the federal government. And so they reimposed a very steep 16% fee on defaulted loans. And for your listeners, defaulted loans were a large profit center, not a loss center for the federal government for many years. And in fact, the entire student loan system generally is a huge profit center for the federal government. Well, under DeVos and Trump, these loans are becoming even more profitable for the government than they were before. So this clearly hurts the students and hurts many of them very badly, and helps the federal government. So, you know, despite all the rhetoric about fighting for smaller government, we're seeing exactly the opposite. Another very important thing that's going on, and quite frankly, we predicted this for years, but the various forgiveness programs that are currently in place, so like income-based repayment, public service loan forgiveness, those are all now on the chopping block. And it looks very much like the vast majority of people who are currently in those programs are not going to get the forgiveness that they were promised. It's looking very much like the vast majority of them are going to wind up getting kicked out of these programs, and they'll be left owing far, far more than when they entered. So these forgiveness programs were touted as, you know, lifesavers, but really, particularly under Donald Trump, Betsy DeVos, they're looking more and more like anchors, you know, dressed up as life preservers. It's quite astonishing, quite sad, and it's really very disheartening and irritating and frustrating to see the media seizing upon these, quite frankly, non-policy-related issues, bread-and-butter issues that really matter to people. We're seeing the healthcare debate being kicked around like, you know, a bad penny where nobody actually wants to do anything. And meanwhile, all these palace intrigue stories and these other stories related to issues that, quite frankly, don't affect that many people, like the transgender issue, Last I checked, there was about 3,000 people out of 2 million in the military that were transgender, yet the media is just completely consumed by that issue. And that's just one example. There's many, many, many others that the mainstream media will jump on instead of looking at the very important issues that are really affecting people's pocketbooks, particularly the student loan issue.
Now, when the media covers things that you feel are not as important, does the media understand that they're neglecting important issues for, you know, soap opera thrills?
Well, I've worked with the media constantly for the past 13 years, mainstream, alternative, and others. And certainly with the mainstream media, the investors, you know, Comcast, for example, owns NBC, very large national, international corporations control the media. And, you know, they are in the best position. Most corporations are in the best, large corporations are in the best position they've ever been in, from certainly from a tax standpoint. And there are many, many, many investors on Wall Street and elsewhere who have a significant stake in perpetuating the status quo. So any silly story that they can throw out there that will occupy the press, they will do. And, you know, Donald Trump with all this palace intrigue, what's Ryan Priebus doing, what's Caramucci doing, what's Jeff Sessions, what's James Comey doing, all these things distract from the real work that Congress and the president should be focusing on. And so what I am seeing is that all of these sort of distractions are being used as a cover while, quite frankly, at least on the student loan issue, the swamp, that is the unelected bureaucrats, lobbyists, and others inside Washington, D.C., can have free rein to essentially do whatever they want. And that is precisely what we're seeing with Betsy DeVos and the Department of Education. And Trump is giving her great cover. All he needs to do is throw out a controversial tweet, and this captivates the news cycle for that day or even that week. And it's very concerning. I can only hope that your listeners will see through the noise and understand, certainly at least on the student loan issue, that there are some very important things going on right now. For example, there is a watershed bill out there, H.R. 2366, that would get right to the core of the student loan crisis. And that core is the absence of standard consumer protections that exist for every other type of loan. And so I've probably said this a few times on your show in the past, but a lot of people don't know still that bankruptcy protections exist for every loan in this country except for student loans. They've been specifically and uniquely vacated, stripped from student loans. And this has been the case since 1998 and before. And it is this fundamental consumer protection, one that the Founding Fathers called for in Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, by the way, as a result of being completely victimized by British banks, merchants, and the British government. The bankruptcy protections are extraordinarily important, and they have the absence of them has caused the price of college to skyrocket, the level of indebtedness inflicted upon the citizenry to explode. I mean, we are at $1.6 trillion right now in national student loan debt. That's up from maybe $150 billion at the beginning of this century. So this problem is affecting 1 in 7 Americans. That's 44 million people. Yet, you know, with a silly tweet, Donald Trump can focus all attention away from that and other issues as well, and essentially render the media – feckless and useless in getting the truth out about this problem.
Okay, let me ask you this question. You know, when I get up in the morning, I'll put TV on for a little while. And, you know, they talk about, oh, Donald Trump tweeted this today, and but he went on a tweet rampage. Okay, from what you're telling me, do you think that he's doing this to cover up what the so-called swamp is doing? Do you think it's deliberate?
Well, I can't speak to his motivations, but I can certainly say that the press is buying it hook, line, and sinker. If you look at CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, all these people live and breathe by Donald Trump's tweets. And I just think it's shameful. And I don't think I said clearly just a minute ago, we currently have a really good bill in Congress right now, H.R. 2366, that would return standard bankruptcy protections to student loans. It could literally solve the entire problem. But instead of reporting on this, the mainstream media seems to have taken a pass, and they're much happier to be ensconced in this this fluff, this non-starting palace intrigue and other stories that, quite frankly, don't affect that many people, and certainly don't affect the bottom line of the corporations who underwrite not only the private mainstream media companies, but quite frankly, also the public entities like NPR, for example. NPR has become essentially a mouthpiece for the Department of Education on the student loan issue. And believe me, I was at Occupy Wall Street. I wrote a book with Beacon Press, one of the most liberal, progressive publishers in the country. You know, I think I have fairly good liberal, progressive bona fides. And I myself was protesting out in front of NPR. To me, they're really a national propaganda radio at this point, certainly on the student loan issue. And you have to look at where their money's coming from and where they're located, which is in the center of the swamp, and it's the middle of the beltway in Washington, D.C. And you can see how our press, both private and public, NPR at the top of the heap, has been really neutralized from doing good investigative research, good reporting on this issue. It's very sad. And I can only hope that your listeners will, look through the distractions and come to understand themselves what's important on the student loan issue. This is a consumer protection issue. And the more people that understand that without relying on the press to inform them, the better.
So my takeaway from all of this, you know, all of these social media things are a distraction. So, you know, everybody, you know, Trump is portrayed like on MSNBC as this unglued guy who's doing all this stuff, but maybe he is totally glued. Maybe he's, like, doing this to cover up all the stuff that's going on in the federal government, and the press is playing along with it. You think that's a plausible, way to look at it?
Well, I think it is. You know, Donald Trump lives and breathes television ratings. That seems to be one of the main things that motivates him and gets him up in the morning. You know, he himself is a reality TV show star, celebrity, and he knows the ratings game, the television game, very well. And he is the perfect poster child for mainstream media that seeks distraction. So in many ways, I think the media and Trump are a marriage probably made in Wall Street and elsewhere that serves certainly the corporate interests very well and serves the Beltway interests, that is the swamp interests, extraordinarily well, despite his promises to drain the swamp. Exactly the opposite is happening, certainly on the student loan issue, but probably other issues as well.
I was speaking to a friend of mine who is a retired journalist just the other day, and he thinks that not only will Trump serve out this term, but he will run and win a second term. So, you know, when people talk about Trump, you know, being so crazy or whatever, that, you know, they're waiting for him to resign tomorrow. From what I'm picking up from you, this is all a big act, and he's covering up for all of the stuff that the permanent government is doing. Would you say that's a fair assessment?
I would say that's a very fair assessment. In fact, I think you just nailed it, Cynthia. I think that's exactly what's going on. And, you know, it's not just Trump, but it's also the Congress that loves this as well. You know, the more they don't have to be accountable for what they do, the more distractions that can take the heat off of them as legislators in their local districts, the better for them. And, you know, I can't speak to your friend's prediction about Trump winning the second term, but I do think the politics at this point have become so far removed from the reality of normal, everyday citizens, it's very hard to predict the future.
So, you know, there's the internet, there's the television, there's magazines, there's radios. From what you're saying, it doesn't matter, because people who don't know how to read are just as well off as people who do, because the truth isn't being told. Would you say that was right?
Well, I think that there's a lot of people out there that don't are not proactive about seeking the truth out. And so by default, they're inundated by all this noise. And so they just don't have good information on which to base a rational decision or form well-informed judgments about things. And, you know, it's very distracting. It's very frustrating. I can only hope, certainly on the student loan issue, that people out there will seek the truth and come to places like, well, our website, for one, Student Loan Justice, and certainly our Facebook group, where we try very hard, day in, day out, to disseminate through all the noise that's out there and tell people what is actually going on in Washington, D.C., on Wall Street, within the Department of Education, and around the country on the student loan problem. But it really is up to them to turn away from the distractions and take it upon themselves to own the issue and get themselves well informed about it, because they won't hear anything about it if they sit there and watch CNN and MSNBC and Fox News all day. It's just not going to come up on their screen very often.
Not only own the issue, but also own the media, because all of these people that you see on the cable stations, they're making a lot of money. I mean, their incomes are tremendous. And they're just
And every 4 years, their income goes up exponentially with every presidential election and all the media buys that are done by the presidential campaigns. So, you know, I don't know what the outcome of this is going to be, but I can tell you that certainly on the student loan issue and on many, many other issues as well, the Congress, the media, the press, then the president have become so far out of touch with the actual meat and potato problems that everyday citizens are having. It's quite a scary state of events, and quite frankly, I only see it getting worse, but you know, I can hope. I can hope that as people turn away from the television and go towards the internet, they will seek out good information, and eventually the real news, the important news that's important in their lives, will become more broadly and more broadly attended to by the public.
Now, you and I have had conversations over the years, and you've been on Focus on Albany quite a bit. Has any media outlet called you up and said, "Hey, Alan, I heard you on Focus on Albany. I'm with CBS. I'm with NBC. I'm with ABC. Can you say the same thing you told Cynthia Pooler? Do you envision something like that happening?"
Well, I would love for that to happen. You know, we do research over here all day long, and we have broken some of what are obviously the most significant and important stories on the student loan issue to be broken in the past 13 years. It used to be a lot better. You know, back in 2005, I worked with a reporter at Fortune magazine, Bethany McLean, for over a year to publish my research and other research that she did. And the result crescendoed into a top story on 60 Minutes. And this was a story for which, you know, Sallie Mae declined, and the federal government declined, to be interviewed. So the argument that we're making is extraordinarily strong, and the media generally should be listening to us because we are telling the truth. So I can only hope that will begin to happen more and more in the future. But what I am seeing is that certainly after 2008 and the financial crisis, most mainstream media has become even less and less responsive to the actual facts on the ground with the student loan issue. That's for sure. There have been some bright spots. I should maybe point out, a couple days ago, Reuters published a good article that they interviewed our members for, and they even put out a nice little tweet that pointed out that, you know, gambling addicts and, you know, other people have better treatment under the law than student loan borrowers because of the absence of bankruptcy protections. So there are a few bright spots that come around now and again. We've been doing a lot of work with Vice, which is an investigative team under, I think, the HBO banner. They've done some surprisingly good reporting. I hate to say it, but Russia Today, RT, and Al Jazeera, believe it or not, have done some, and in fact, CCTV, which is Chinese Central Television, have done some surprisingly fair, unbiased, and hard-hitting reporting on the student loan issue. So, you know, there is good media out there, but as of today, you know, the mainstream media seems to have a lock on most of the eyeballs, and they are completely phoning it in, and shame on them. I mean, at what point is the general public going to just turn off these people? At what point are they going to just realize that all of the palace intrigue and all of the distractions does nothing for them in their lives? Hopefully they'll come around. I hope it will be sooner rather than later.
Okay, Alan. So basically, people should start to think about creating their own independent media outlets. Would you say that that should be done?
Well, I think there's a huge demand for new, accurate news media. There's no doubt about that. You know, good information is very important, and anybody who can put very good, very accurate, very unbiased information out there over the long term should see some great success. That's my hope and belief. So certainly I would encourage that. So we'll see. I don't know, we mentioned before, but it's probably bears repeating that we ourselves, Student Loan Justice, have partnered with a filmmaker that just happens to be in Albany, Mike Moyne.
Right.
We are producing our own documentary at this point. It's called the working title is Scared to Debt. They can see the website at scaredtodebtmovie.com. And we aim to tell the student loan story as it is, based on all of the excellent, very ethical and honest research that we've done over the years. And certainly this will be a bit of new media channel for people to get the straight dope about the student loan problem.
Great.
And I, by the way, I would encourage everybody to come to that website and support the film. We need to raise a couple $100,000 to get this produced and into the various film festivals and marketed and distributed and so forth. And so anything that people out there can do to write a check, big or small, to support the effort would be very, very helpful.
So what's you say, what's the title of the website again?
It's called Scared to Debt Movie, scaredtodebtmovie.com. And people can go and donate, even with a tax deduction attached, I might add. There's a 501c3 standing behind the film.
Okay.
And I think this is going to be the best documentary ever to be made on the student loan problem. I wouldn't be involved with it if it weren't. And I don't think Mike would be involved with it if it wasn't going to be anything less than the absolute best. And so I would encourage people to go and take a look at the promo and judge for themselves whether this movie needs to be made and support it if they agree.
So, Alan, this is a conversation that will be continued. So you've been listening to Alan Collins on the founder of Student Loan Justice, and this is Focus on Albany. If you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany. Alan, thanks so much, and of course, we'll talk again. Have a great night.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Thank you, everybody, for listening.